Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Chicago will be the first target of the new administration's immigration enforcement. And Trump telling us this afternoon that he would likely give TikTok a 90-day extension to avoid a U.S. ban on the app. Dustin Tyler's a live streamer whose money from TikTok is his sole income. The ban tomorrow causing anxiety.
I've been really stressed out lately, as it is my income, and it's how I feed my family. It's how I put a roof over our heads. And I just have been trying not to think about it. I mean, it's impossible not to.
Israel's cabinet approving a pause in fighting in Gaza set to take effect early tomorrow morning. A hostage-prisoner exchange to follow. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu saying he reserves the right to resume fighting if goals aren't reached. This is ABC News.
Again.
Helping battle the Eaton wildfire in Southern California, firefighters from the Navajo Nation. With calmer winds, the Eaton fire now 73% contained, 43% for the Palisades fire, and they're racing to get more containment before winds pick up again on Monday. ABC's Melissa Adan is in hard-hit Altadena, California.
The long road to recovery as more and more Californians return to what is left of their communities amid lifting evacuation orders.
Doing a lot of ash cleanup there. Ash on the roof, there's ash in the driveway, all in the yard.
More than a week after the Eaton and Palisades fires broke out, firefighters making progress on the blazes that left 27 dead and more than a dozen still missing.
South Korea's impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol appeared in court today opposing his arrest over his December martial law declaration. Faces rebellion charges, deepening the nation's biggest crisis since the 80s. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I have good news for gluten-free and dairy-free shoppers. Hi, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market, and we have allergen-friendly products at prices that won't break the bank. We receive new shipments every week, so there are new options every time you come. For dairy-free and gluten-free, think Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays, and follow us on Facebook to see our daily ads.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good afternoon. Our temperature right now is 16 degrees. The forecast for tonight is calling for a low of around 7 degrees below zero, with a dangerous wind chill between 25 to 30 below zero. For Sunday, a high of 2, and then Sunday night, a low of negative 7, with wind chills as cold as 30 degrees below zero. Today's high has been 29. Right now, it is 16 degrees. This news is sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks.
Make TC Autoworks your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Autoworks for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
We begin this news update with a look at some things not going on this weekend. The Ithaca High School snowball dance, scheduled for tonight at 8, has been postponed. A makeup date will be announced at a later time. For tomorrow, church services canceled in the area. They include Boaz United Methodist Church, First Lutheran Church of Lone Rock, Blue River United Methodist Church, Avoca United Methodist Church, and the Basswood Union Church will not be having services tomorrow because of the cold winds. With the dangerous cold spilling into the state, it's important to keep an eye on pipes to make sure they don't burst. One mistake people make is not having the heat on high enough in your house. The thermostat needs to be set at least in the mid-60s, even when you're not home. Crews during the past cold snap were running at full capacity with pipes already breaking. So it's important to be prepared. Close gaps around doors and windows. Don't let drafts in. Experts suggest pipe insulation or foam, and let small drops of water drip from the faucet. It helps reduce pressure and helps prevent freezing pipes. If you do wind up with a frozen pipe, shut the water off and thaw it out. Space heaters are efficient, but it's important to use them safely and make sure they are monitored and away from flammable materials. While being booked into the Iowa County Jail Thursday, a suspect violently attacked an officer. Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson reports that Niles Cox, 30, of North Freedom, attacked a female corrections officer without provocation. The unprovoked assault resulted in additional charges of battery to a law enforcement officer and attempted escape. He says the corrections officers involved in this incident demonstrated exceptional professionalism and courage in the face of danger. The corrections officer was treated and released from Upland Hills Health the day of the incident. Over several days, Niles Cox had multiple contacts with law enforcement. These contacts include an arrest for operating while intoxicated first offense on Wednesday morning, January 15th at 3:15, and was released early evening hours the same day. Criminal charges from the Dodgeville Police Department for taking a motor vehicle without the owner's consent, criminal damage to property, and attempted theft of a motor vehicle that took place Thursday morning around 7:20, and an additional charge from the Barneville Police Department for operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent and criminal damage to property around 8 o'clock Thursday morning. At 8:35 the same morning, Niles Cox was apprehended in the township of Arena by Iowa County Sheriff's deputies for the Dodgeville and Barneville charges, which brought him to the Iowa County Jail. Additional charges may be coming from the Iowa County District Attorney's Office. Niles Cox had a bond hearing in Iowa County Circuit Court Friday and was given a $60,000 cash bond. Niles Cox will have an initial court appearance on Thursday in Iowa County Circuit Court. The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office identified a man who died while in custody of Madison police. According to the Wisconsin Department of Justice's Division of Criminal Investigation, Madison police officers responded on December 30th to the report of a stolen vehicle at a Best Western hotel. After the suspect, identified as 32-year-old Richard L. Johnson of Madison, ran off, officers caught him and took him to the Dane County Jail following EMS clearance. When police got Johnson to the jail, he was unresponsive and taken to the hospital, where he died the next day. The cause and manner of Johnson's death are pending. DCI said no weapons were used. A nationwide arrest warrant has been issued for an Exland man allegedly involved in a standoff with law enforcement officers in Sawyer County. 42-year-old Jason Arnold was scheduled to appear in court earlier this week to answer the charges against him, which include recklessly endangering safety, reckless use of a firearm, and failure to comply with officers' attempts to take him into custody. During the October 3rd incident on North Elm Park Drive in Exland, Arnold allegedly fired more than 20 rifle shots at two armored law enforcement vehicles. The Toma VA is urging veterans and others to strive for a healthy weight. Managing your weight helps you stay healthy and now and in the future. Maintaining a healthy weight can help you feel good and have energy to do things you want to do. So when developing connections with others and look for purpose and meaning in your life, do activities that satisfy your social, emotional, and spiritual needs to enhance your overall well-being. That from the Toma VA. The University of Wisconsin-Madison's 2025 Badger Lambing School, a hybrid educational program designed for sheep producers, will take place every Wednesday in February, culminating in an in-person session March 1st at the UW-Madison Arlington Research Station Sheep Unit. Each Wednesday night at 7 in February, participants will engage in virtual sessions focused on management practices to enhance animal welfare, health, nutrition, production, and survivability. The program will conclude with a hands-on barnside learning on Saturday, March 1st at 8 o'clock at the UW-Madison Arlington Research Station Sheep Unit. Check-in will be at 7:45. The sessions will provide a unique opportunity to explore the sheep unit, observe lambing, and be a part of feeding, processing, and ewe and lamb care activities. Registration is required. Space is limited to a maximum of 30 participants. Participants can choose between two registration options: virtual sessions, only $15, or virtual sessions and the barnside learning session for $30. For more information, please contact Carolyn Eady at carolyn.ihde@wisc.edu or call 608-262-3803.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Here are today's vital statistics. Vicki Simple, 70, of Boscobel, died December 31st at Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital after a battle with cancer. A funeral service will be held Sunday at 1:30 at the Blue River Village Hall. The service will also be streamed via Zoom. Friends may call at the Blue River Village Hall Sunday from 11 until the service time at 1:30. Memorials may be sent to her daughter, Becky. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Vicki Simple, 70, of Boscobel. Robert J. Gasper, 86, of Lone Rock, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 9 until the service time at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert J. Gasper, 86, of Lone Rock. Marcia L. Wrestler, 63, of Rock Springs, died unexpectedly Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 Monday at Trinity Lutheran Church in Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the church Monday from 10 until the service time at 1. The Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg, is assisting the family. Marcia L. Wrestler, 63, of Rock Springs. Kenneth Feed Sr., 100, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the service time at 11. To honor Kenneth's enjoyment of the Brewers and Packers, the family requests you wear Brewers and Packers clothing to the visitation. The family requests memorials be directed to St. Luke's Lutheran Church in Richland Center, St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, or the Muscadet Food Pantry. Kenneth Feed Sr., 100, of Richland Center, formerly of Muscadet. Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Tuesday at UW Health University Hospital. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday, January 29th at 11 at Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held later this spring at the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday, January 29th from 10 until the time of the mass at 11. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with the arrangements. For Ellen M. Marty, 85, of Richland Center. Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center, died Thursday at Meritor Hospital in Madison from complications due to his battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, February 1st from 1 until 3:30 at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center, with a time of sharing to be held at 3:30. In lieu of flowers or donations, the family requests that you play a round of golf this summer and think of Marty when you do. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Marty Brewer, 77, of Richland Center. And William D. Bill Peters, 89, of Richland Center, died Thursday at Schmidtwoman Hills. A celebration of life is being planned for a later date. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with the arrangements. For William D. Bill Peters, 89, of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. A cold weather advisory will be in effect until 12 p.m. Monday afternoon due to colder conditions for the area. Wind chills are going to be dropping down to 35 below at times in some locations. As we continue into later tonight, increasing clouds can be expected. Winds are going to be on the blustery side coming from the northwest, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, and that's going to put wind chills down to 25 below zero. For our Sunday, more sunshine than clouds can be expected with steady winds from the northwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Wind chills will be staying around 25 below for the day. Sunday night, we're looking at partly cloudy skies and still rather cold. Wind chills will drop a few more degrees down to 30 below zero. Wind coming from the west-northwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Monday is going to give us a mix of sun and clouds with blustery winds continuing to keep wind chills well below zero. Winds will become a little bit more calm as we get into late Monday night. Temperatures are going to be a few degrees above zero. Tuesday is going to give us a few clouds with less winds and frigid temperatures and wind chills. Those wind chills will be closer to 10 below by the late afternoon hours. And then as we get into Wednesday, we're going to have an increase in clouds along with slightly warmer temperatures. Now we will have light snowfall coming through later on in the evening, but it's going to be mostly a dusting. Temperatures hitting the low 20s for highs. Thursday, partly cloudy skies with a 20% chance of light snow flurries through the day. Mostly a dusting is expected, highs in the mid to upper 20s. And Friday, a mix of sun and clouds with breezy afternoon winds, but still warmer, highs in the mid to upper 20s once again. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. Have a great rest of your Saturday and stay warm.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
14 degrees with mostly clear conditions through the day today. We had some nice sunshine earlier today as well. Yesterday's high was 46. We were at 29 in the early morning hours of today. Otherwise, the temperature has fallen considerably. The record high for this day, January 18th, in 1981, it was 53. Record low, 35 below zero in 1994. Last year's high, 14, and the low, 2 degrees below zero. Sunset time, 4:55 for tomorrow afternoon after tomorrow morning sunrise of 7:29. Right now in Richland Center, south winds are at 6 miles per hour. Barometer is at 30.13. It's on the rise. No precipitation today. And once again, after that early morning reading of 29, our temp has fallen through the morning and through the afternoon. And right now we're at 14 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
You're only as old as you feel. Maybe a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness
fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com. WRCO Sports. I'm Phil Nee. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO Sports Booster Club.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
First of all, in sports, we've been following the Ithaca Weston Wrestling Invitational today, and now we go back to Weston School one more time for Bill Twining's update.
The annual Ithaca Weston Wrestling Invitational was held Saturday at Weston High School, just completed prior to the 5 o'clock hour, and the Holman Varsity Reserves came away with a team championship, holding off Oostburg and the rest of the 12-team field to win the title. Holman Varsity Reserve with 208.5 points. Oostburg in second with 197. Third to Riverdale with 163.5. First appearance for the Chieftains in this tournament. Fourth to Royal Waniwak Center. A strong finals round moves Royal Waniwak Center into fourth place with 132.5. Verona fifth with 128. Ithaca Weston sixth with 126. Richland Center seventh among the 12 teams with 106. And Parkview, the defending champion, slips to eighth place with 98 points. Oostburg had four individual titleists, both Holman and Riverdale with three, Parkview with two, Richland Center and Verona with one apiece. Richland Center's lone champion was the tournament's most valuable wrestler, Ethan Hady. The senior takes his second title here at Ithaca Weston with a victory in overtime over Needham of the Holman Varsity Reserves, who finished actually ahead of him at the bi-state, although they did not meet. Hady beats Needham in the finals and wins the most valuable trophy in the process. Here's how things went by team. Let's check and see how the area teams did. First of all, for host Ithaca Weston, they had three in the finals, but all fell short. Ashton Bennett at 150 pounds, Nolan Waldner at 165, and Caden Coleman at 215. All placed second for Ithaca Weston. Also, Carrick Thompson was a runner-up for the co-op. Brock Franzen finished fourth. Deacon McDonough, a freshman, was fifth at 175 pounds. And fellow freshman Reed Wabshaw was seventh at 190. Ben Otto, also with a seventh-place finish at 215. For the Richland Center Hornets, leading the way, the tournament's most valuable wrestler, Ethan Hady. He had four pins along the way, and then that championship win, 6-3 in overtime. Also placing for the Hornets, both Caden Stibbe, a freshman at 113, and Mason Jelenic, a senior at 190, finished third in their weight classes. Braden Kleppe, a senior at 285, was fourth. Actually had the injury default out of his last match with a nose bleed, but he finishes fourth at 285. Fifth-place efforts from Brock Barrett at 132 pounds and Ethan Bindle at 215, and freshman Blake Muller was sixth at 144. For the Riverdale Chieftains, they had three champions. Brody Meese at 138 pounds wins the title there. Talon Childs, a great addition to the lineup at 190, had five pins and took the championship in that weight class. And Grant Matthews, with five pins of his own, takes the title at 285 pounds, including one in the championship match. Also placing for the Chieftains, Lakota Brewer was runner-up at 132 pounds, James Schramm at 106, and Wyatt McGuire at 120, each placed third. Fourth-place efforts from Wyatt Schramm at 106, from Chase McGuire at 157, and a pair of fifth-place victories from Gavin Mirabelli and from Caden Currier. Mirabelli back in the lineup for the first time in over 2 years as he has battled back from injury. Repeating, the team champion is the Holman Varsity Reserves here at the annual Ithaca Western Wrestling Invitational, a day that saw 12 individuals inducted into the Ithaca Western Wrestling Hall of Honor. Coaches Steve Waterman and Jim Albaugh, and also Lyle Wiles, Jim Brickle, Mark Posterling, Sam Brandt, Don Willis, John Sumwalt, Bob Lewis, Donald Koenig, Bill Larson, and John Posterling, all inducted into the original induction class of the Ithaca Western Wrestling Hall of Fame. Reporting for WRCO Sports and David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Today there were a few basketball games in the area. It was Barneveld over Prairie du Chien, 61-39, and Platteville with a big victory against a tough Edgewood team. The final score, 81-61. Holman over Rochester by a final of 74-65, and Luther 52-43 over Winona Cotter. John Blackwell scored 28, and number 24 Wisconsin defeated Southern California, 84-69, to extend its winning streak to seven games. Max Klesmith added 15, and Nolan Winter 15 for the Badgers, who actually have an average margin of victory of 16.1 points during their win streak. St. Thomas led the Trojans with 19 points, and Rashawn Agee also scored 15. USC, which had won its last two games, led for only 49 seconds on Saturday. Purdue was a winner over Oregon, final score 65-58. In other college action today, Zach Fremantle had 14 and 10 rebounds, and Xavier hung on in the final seconds to beat number 7 Marquette 59-57 to earn its third straight victory while snapping the Golden Eagles' six-game winning streak. Xavier, now 12-7, 4-4 in the Big East, never trailed and led by as many as 19, but needed to make a stop in the final seconds to preserve the victory. Xavier's Dalen Swain appeared to knock the ball away as Marquette's Stevie Mitchell was driving to the basket before a potential tying shot could be attempted. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 35 points and 12 rebounds to lead the Bucks to a 130-112 victory over the Raptors. Damian Lillard added 26 and 8 assists for Milwaukee, which swept the three-game season series from Toronto. Bobby Portis scored 15 and Chris Middleton 13 in 24 minutes off the bench. Giannis posted his 12th straight double-double, the second longest active streak in the NBA. The New York Jets interviewed Minnesota Viking defensive coordinator Brian Flores and quarterbacks coach Josh McCown and Green Bay Packer defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley for their head coaching vacancy. The trio increased the list to 15 coaching candidates to meet with the Jets, who have also conducted 15 interviews for their general manager job. Flores filed a federal lawsuit in 2022 against the league, the Dolphins, the Giants, and the Broncos, alleging racist hiring practices for leadership positions across the NFL. Hafley is coming off his first season running Green Bay's defense. McCown, a former Jets quarterback who has 2 years of NFL coaching experience. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Eastside BP, open at 5 a.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 on Sunday. Stop in for kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, and a touch-free or self-serve car wash. Philbeck Family of Dealerships sells the best in new and pre-owned cars and trucks. The customer is first with Philbeck Family of Dealerships, Highland, Boscobel, Richland Center, and Prairie du Chien. And call Gander's Cleaning Service, your certified carpet cleaning technicians, for carpet and upholstery steam cleaning and janitorial services.
13 degrees in Richland Center. Again, those cancellations for tomorrow. Church services canceled for Boaz United Methodist Church, First Lutheran of Lone Rock, Blue River United Methodist, along with Avoca United Methodist, and Basswood Union Church. All have canceled their services for tomorrow. We'll keep you posted from WRCO as our Retro Saturday continues next with the Backtracking Show.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Backtracking Show on WRCO Radio. Yours truly, Phil Nee, with you for a little while as we go back to some music headlines of the 70s and 80s. On this program, we start out in 1974. That's a good place to start. Great year for music. A song called Show and Tell by Al Wilson was the top song on the charts. The tune had failed to become a hit for Johnny Mathis and was relegated to the B-side of Wilson's single, but it ended up selling a million copies and then two and then three before it was done in a chart run of 16 weeks. Show and Tell on the Backtracking Show.
These are the eyes that never knew how to smile till you came into my life. And these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night. I'm trying to show love is right. Oh, show and tell, just a game I play when I wanna say I love you, girl. So show me and tell me that you feel the same way too. Say it to baby. These are the hands that can't help reaching for you if you're anywhere inside.
Anywhere inside.
And these are the lips that can't help calling your name in the middle of the night.
Middle of the night.
Oh, and here is the man who needs to know where you stand. Don't you know I've done all I can? So decide.
That's Al Wilson on WRCO, number one song in 1974. I remember seeing him sing that on American Bandstand, or lip sync it, I guess. Also in 1974, for $4, you could see Bruce Springsteen at Kent State University in Ohio as the opening act for Black Oak, Arkansas. Times changed very fast for The Boss and some of those people in music at the time. Here is Hungry Heart from his album, The River.
I took a wrong turn and I
Filney with you, the Backtrack and Show on WRCO Radio. Going back to January 19th of 1976, American promoter Bill Sargent issued a $30 million offer to the Beatles to reunite for just one show. He proposes that the band play together for at least 20 minutes at any venue they chose on July 5th. The former members of the group wasted no time in turning him down, but Sargent would later say that he was shocked by the refusal. $30 million. and they wouldn't do it. Also, January 19th of 1980, Michael Jackson earned his third solo number one hit. It was called Rock With You, a song written by Rod Temperton, who also wrote Jackson's 1984 hit called Thriller. Let's go back to 1980 on the Backtrack and Show. Michael Jackson on Top of the World in 1980 with Rock With You. On the Backtrack and Show, we will be right back.
Dad, are we there yet? I wonder what went through my dad's head when I asked that question so many years ago. Think about it, Tim. If we were there, I would have stopped driving. Hello? Are we there yet? There's an anticipation exploding from that question. We imagine images of what is waiting for us when we reach our destination. What will we see? Who will be there to greet us? What kind of adventures will we have? The question also implies that we know we haven't arrived yet. We could settle for what we've experienced already and be okay. But we have this inner sense that there must be more. If we stop driving forward, we will never experience what is meant to be. The Apostle Paul said, "Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Are we there yet? No, but someday we will be. So keep driving on. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbors' dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
We're at 13 degrees here in Richland Center, and overnight lows around 7 below. So hunker down and bundle up. We have some warm thoughts and great tunes all night long on WRCO. It's time for a backtrack and see if you remember a backtrack and shot back in time. This one came out in the late 1980s for a group called Bourgeois Tag, and a song that got played a lot in Richland Center in those days. It's called I Don't Mind at All.
The time for talking's over now. I guess it's time to let you go. But I don't, no, I don't mind at all. It's getting so
trust you're having a good weekend. We are here to keep you company with the Backtracking Show, and then later on tonight's edition of Those Were the Days. Stevie Wonder went into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this weekend in 1989, becoming the youngest at 38 to ever be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Also, it was 1974, January 20th to be exact, when Stevie Wonder returned to performing in London. It was just 5 months after a car crash that had put him in a coma. Big comeback for Stevie. Here's one of his former number ones. Tracking on WRCO Radio as we go back to this weekend in 1978. This song was reigning supreme this weekend, according to Billboard magazine. Player and Baby Comeback.
I was Backtracking on WRCO Radio. No problems for Ozzy Osbourne this weekend in 1982. He bit the head off of what he thought was a plastic bat thrown at him during a concert in Des Moines. The bat turned out to be real. Ozzy later had to go through a series of tests and some injections against the possibility of getting rabies. Too bad for him, huh? Thanks for going backtracking with us. Number one music from this weekend in 1989. Here's Phil Collins. Collins, number one in 1989. And now, capping off this portion of the Backtracking Show, 1994, Paul McCartney inducted John Lennon into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, saying, "The thing you must remember is that I'm the number one John Lennon fan. I love him to this day, and I've always loved John Lennon." We close it out with one of John's solo singles as we head towards six.
D-ball. just below the stairs. Always something happening, and nothing going on. There's always something cooking, and nothing in the pot. They're starving back in China, so finish what you got. A place for us movies, you just gotta lay around.
That's it for the Backtracking Show on WRCO. Thanks so much for joining us. Chart data taken from Joel Whitburn's Record Research in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. And this is Phil Lee signing off for now. We'll talk to you next hour with Those Were the Days right here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Overnight, our temp will drop to around 7 below zero. Blustery winds and cold temperatures. Northwest winds 10 to 15 with gusts to 25. Sunday, more sun than clouds with steady winds and a high of just 2. 7 below Sunday night with 30 below wind chills, potentially a high of just 2 on Monday. Right now in Richland Center.